Thanks a lot for checking out the Church on the Rock message this week. We would love to help you get closer to God. The best way to do that is to visit cotr.org/connect. Or if you are not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
All right, I'm ready to get into the Word today. Say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same. I'll not leave the same. I will not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Let's thank Him for the Word today. Amen. Wow. Thankful for the Word. You know, we just sang a song about the Word, didn't we? Yeah, we sure did. You know, beginning a brand new series for the month of February called Church on the Rock Is. Church on the Rock Is. We're going to talk about our culture at Church on the Rock. We're going to talk about our core values at Church on the Rock all month. What is Church on the Rock? Who are we and why are we here in St. Louis? Again, who are we, Church on the Rock, and why are we here in St. Louis? You know, you might be already listening. You see, man, I'm checking out. I'm going to scroll on my phone. Pastor, this doesn't connect with me. Well, just stay with me. Just follow me. It's going to help you today. Because, you see, you need a culture that's strong at your house. You need core values that's strong at your house. Because culture is more powerful than strategy and plans. Culture. It wasn't a strategy or plan that got us through COVID as a congregation, as a community. We grew through COVID. It wasn't a plan or a strategy. I had no plan. I had no strategy as your pastor and shepherd, but we had culture. We had culture and core values. Culture is more powerful than strategy. Culture shapes your identity. Culture shapes your identity. Culture gives you resilience. Resilience. You build culture by repetitive action. Culture has to be built. Culture has to be built. Core values have to be built. And they're built through continuous everyday action. Culture gives you a greater result and performance in your life. Culture is so important. What is your culture? What is the foundation of your house, of your life? We're going to talk about the culture and the core values of Church on the Rock all month. What is Church on the Rock? Church on the Rock is. I'm really excited about it because I believe as a result of it, we're all going to be stronger as a community, and you're going to be stronger as a family and as an individual. Will you believe with me for that? Why Church on the Rock? And who is Church on the Rock? There's no church like our church in this city. There's no church with the diversity that we have at our church. And we never tried to have diversity. It was God's design for Church on the Rock. Did you notice all the ministries that we presented to you today? A ministry for marriage and family, the EXO Conference. Did you see that we have a ministry for our youth? We talked about what's coming up for our youth. We talked about our ministry, Celebrate Recovery, to help hurting broken people. Think about all the different ministry that goes on here. Who is Church on the Rock and why are we here? Well, I went to the internet, and that can be dangerous. You know that, right? It can really be dangerous. In fact, I went to AI, and I asked AI, I typed this in, what are the needs of the people in St. Louis? I did that. You believe? I went to AI and I asked, what are the basic needs? What are the greatest needs in our city in St. Louis, Missouri? And up came this on the screen. Number one, to have a meaningful career. To have a meaningful, big word there, meaningful career. Wow. They want to be doing something that's meaningful. They don't want to be wasting their life. Well, kind of like, sounds like Church on the Rock. We lead people to a God who's for them and help them discover His purpose for their life. But AI told me that the number one of all these here, the most important was people in St. Louis want to have the right career. They don't want to, off to work I go. They want more than that. They want to have a meaningful career. And you know, here at Church on the Rock, we provide a marketplace ministry for you. We do. We provide connections for you. We give you resources and tools. Those of you on the Dream Team, I do a podcast with Daniel every month, and we give you resources to help you with your business and your career. Church of the Rock is. Why are we here, and who are we? Number two, AI told me that needs in St. Louis for St. Louisans is to have identity with dignity. Identity with dignity. Now, I'm not making this up. You go check it out today. But it actually broke down here, and it said that St. Louisans get up every day ashamed. That was on the internet. It said St. Louisans get up every day ashamed of their life, unhappy, unfulfilled, broken, defeated. They have no dignity, trying to find their identity in comparing, competing, wanting to be somebody else, do something different. Who is Church of the Rock, and why are we here? We're here to meet the needs of the people in our community, and here are some basic needs. Number three, AI told me that one of the greatest needs of St. Louis is to be a part of a community, be part of a community or a club or a group or homies, to be part of a community that has a clear mission that's making a difference. It said the people of St. Louis want to connect. They want to belong. And aren't you glad at Church of the Rock? Who is Church of the Rock? Why are we here? And Church of the Rock is a place where you can belong, where you can feel a part. No matter the color of your skin, no matter your education or your background, no matter where you've been or what you've done, but you can come here and be a part of this community and belong. That's a need of our community here in St. Louis, to be part of a community, part of a group, part of a club, part of a group of people that have a clear mission that's making a difference. You know what our mission is here, right? It's everywhere. It's to lead people to a God who's for them. That's called the Great Commission. Do you ever think about that? Leading people to Christ is winning souls, making disciples. So our mission here is very clear. And the community that we have here, we understand what our mission is, why we do what we do, and why we're here. For 41 years. It's to lead people to a God who's for them and then help them discover their calling, their purpose, how God and why God designed them. I think Church on the Rock is meeting needs. That's who we are. Number four, AI told me to know and to live. And I'm not making this up, y'all. I'm not trying to make a sermon out of this. This is exactly what it said. To know and live with a sense of purpose. A basic need of St. Louisans, to know and to live with a sense of purpose. Well, who is Church on the Rock? We're all the time sharing with you your calling and how to discover your calling. We have our God is for You classes that show you how to discover your gifts. And I've taught you that when you know your gift, it reveals your calling. We're all the time talking about calling and purpose and design and destiny and vision here at Church on the Rock. So I think Church on the Rock is a church that's meeting the needs of this community. It's just the community doesn't know we're here. Come on, really. I can't believe it. You know, I'll go to places in St. Charles, and they'll ask me, what do you do? And I'll tell them, and say, where's that? Where's that church? Who's that church? Seriously, who's that church? Where's that church? You think everybody knows we're here? They don't, y'all. It's your job to tell them. Yeah. So number five, those four things were the basic things right there. The list went on, but I just chose four. Who is Church of the Rock and why are we here? 41 years ago, in 1983 actually, it'd be 42 this year, but in 1983 this summer, Kim and I accepted the call to come here and start a church. To come here and start a church with 35 precious, wonderful people. Some of those people are still here today. God bless their heart. And yeah, give them a hand clap. Because we're here on their shoulders. Yeah. So, you know, all that time, years ago, in that summer of 83, Kim and I were at a park in Iowa. We were associate pastors in a church in Iowa. And we went to this park. We knew we were coming here to plant a church, but we didn't know what we were going to name it. We didn't know what we would name the church we were going to plant. So we went to this park. Daniel was 4 years old. And I can still remember, Kim and I are sitting at a picnic table at this park. Daniel's on a swing over here, swinging, playing. And Kim and I have been praying and fasting and seeking the Lord. What do you want us to name this brand new church we're going to plant in St. Peter's, Missouri? And so we began to write down different names, this, that, and the other. And then we opened up our Bible right on that picnic table. And seriously, if I'm lying, I'm frying, my Bible opened up to this. Now, I don't suggest you do that for direction, right? You know, well, what am I supposed to do? Open up the Bible and, you know, you don't want to do that. But we did that. God gave us grace. And the Bible fell open to this, Matthew 7, 24. And I began to read it. Kim and I began to read it. We said, this is it. This is what we're going to call this new church we're going to plant in St. Peter's, Missouri. Because this scripture actually gives the vision of that church. So if you want to know the vision of Church on the Rock, it's right here in Matthew 7, 24 through 28. That the vision of Church on the Rock is based on this scripture passage. See, you need to know who we are and why we're here. You need to know our culture and our core values because that's more powerful than planning or strategy. You need to know because the culture and the values build your foundation. And what is your life built on today? Because all of us are building our life, whether actively or passively. Actively or passively. Negatively or positively, we're all building our life. What kind of a life are you building today? So let me give you the vision of Church on the Rock. You might think, well, I thought buildings and campuses and ministries and tools, I thought they were the vision. They're not the vision. They're the tools. They're the mechanism, but they're not the vision. Well, what's the vision of Church on the Rock? And we've taught you that you need a vision for your life, for your family. Because you're building a life, good or bad, positive or negative. We're all building a life. The question is, what are we building it on? What are we building it on? So in this passage, Matthew 7, 24 through 28, you have two foundations, you have two kinds of builders, and you have two kinds of results. Two kinds of builders, two kinds of foundation, and two kinds of results. And this is where we got the name Church on the Rock. Church on the Rock. Now, a good speaker will give you the big idea of what I want you to walk away with today. And this is the big idea. Church on the Rock is here to teach you how to have a revelation or a relationship with the Word of God. Period. Church on the Rock has been here for 41 years, and we've never changed our vision. Never changed our vision from that summer in 1983 when God gave us this passage and said, call it Church on the Rock. Did you know that God wanted this church here? You ever think about that? God wanted this church here. God built this church and is building this church here. And he's not done yet. Our best days are ahead. Oh, come on, don't patty cake. Let's get excited about God's church. God wanted this church here. God placed this church here. And the big idea, our vision has never changed. You know, you go to some churches and the vision changes every decade. Ours has never changed. My job is to make hard things simple. I'm an explainer. That's what I am. And all these years, and until I go home to be the Lord or the rapture, that the vision of Church on the Rock, I'm here, our team is here to teach you how to have a relationship with the Word of God. How to have a relationship with the Bible. How to have a relationship with Scriptures. How to get the Scriptures off the page and get them to work for you. That's the vision of Church on the Rock. How to make hard things simple. How to take the Bible and make it relevant. That's the vision of Church on the Rock. That's what I do in our team every Sunday is I teach you how to have a relationship with God's Word, the B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Y'all remember that? Okay, so the big idea is what? is that Church on the Rock is a place where you can be taught how to have a relationship with the Word of God. You know, I grew up in the church, and I saw a lot of people have their Bible in the back seat of their car. I saw them have their Bible on the back window of their car laying there. I would go in growing up. My dad was a deacon, and we'd visit people's homes in the church, and I saw the Bible laying on their coffee table. But you know what? A lot of times, that's the only place I saw it. I never saw it working in their life, many of them. I never saw them living it out. And my desire and Kim's desire for 41 years, soon to be 42, is to see it working in your life, is to see the Word working in your life. Now, the big idea is then Church on the Rock is a place where you can come and develop a relationship with the Word of God so that you can hear it, understand it, obey it, do it, and have the rewards of it. Can we stop and have a praise break right now? Boy, I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's what we're about, and that's why we're here. Therefore, let's get into it. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Notice, hearing it doesn't change you. Hearing it doesn't change you. Well, I went to church today. Big hairy deal. Hearing a message doesn't change you or me. Hearing a sermon does no good for you or me. It doesn't change us. It's the first step in the process. But it doesn't change us if that's all I do is go to church and just hear. Going to church and just hear can be frustrating, can be agitating. You get stuck. You don't grow. You don't move forward. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and what? Doeth them. The key is in the action, right? Now I'm going to say a big golden nugget. I hope you get it. You might want to write it down. I'm only doing the Word of God that I believe. I'm only doing the Word of God that I believe. I'm only doing the Word of God that I believe. So notice it's not just in hearing the Word. I don't get changed just by hearing a message. I get changed by hearing it, learning it, doing it. I will liken him or her unto a wise person which built, here's our name of our church, built their house upon a rock. Church on the Rock. Church on the Rock is what? A church where you can come and we're not going to play church. We're not going to be religious. We're not going to be judgmental. We're not going to play games. A Church on the Rock is a church where you can come and be taught how to have a relationship with the Word of God. And can I give you just a little hint? Without a relationship with the Word, I can never have a relationship with the Word. Without a relationship with the Word, I can never have a relationship with the Word. I don't get it, Pastor. Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. I can't have a relationship with God without having a relationship with His Word. That's big. That's huge. That's big. Y'all online campus, that's big. I can't have a relationship with God without having a relationship with the Word. So Church on the Rock is a church built on the rock, which is hearing, learning, applying, doing, experiencing the rewards of the Word of God in my life. I'm all about making it so practical every weekend in our team so that you hear it, understand it, learn it, apply it, and experience the rewards of it. Is that okay with y'all? Two builders, two foundations, two results. Verse 25. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat upon that house. But it fell not. It was unshakable. It was unbeatable. It was unstoppable. Come on, somebody. Because it was founded upon the rock, Church on the Rock. And I've told you for 41 years, the rains are coming. The storm's coming. The battle's coming. Many of you are in a battle today. Many of you are facing giants today, restrictions, limitations. Many of you are trying to overcome your past, a habit, an addiction, pornography, rape, incest, an alcoholic father. Many of you are going through a battle today. You're going through trauma today, a divorce. You're going through all kinds of situations in your life. And I've told you for 41 years, they're coming. But I prepare you for them by teaching you how to have a relationship with the Word of God. The Word of God will give you the faith and the strength and the courage and the wisdom to face anything in life, and it doesn't destroy you. It doesn't defeat you. It doesn't bring your house down. Can I have a good amen? And everyone that heareth these words of mine and does them not. Okay, so here's a second kind of a builder. They go to church week after week and they hear the message, but they walk out with no application, no understanding, no learning. And they're frustrated, they're stagnated, they're critical, they're bitter, they're unhappy, there's no progress. The Word of God is meant to keep you moving forward. The Word of God is there to give you faith for your future. Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine in church and you don't do them, you're likened to a foolish person which built your house upon the sand. Note, family, two kinds of builders. We're all building our life. The question is, what is the foundation that you're building your life, your home, your business, your career upon? Two kinds of builders, two kinds of foundation. All of them, both of them face storms of life, but two different kinds of results. And likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended. The rain's coming. The storms are coming. The trouble's coming. The problems will be there. The rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Wow, that's powerful, isn't it? Matthew 7:24, in the Message translation, these words I speak to you, that you are not incidental addictions to you, additions to your life. Look what he says there. It's improvements. It's homeowner improvements to your standard of living. The Word of God should change your standard of living. Do you remember what AI told me, that people in St. Louis get up ashamed of their life, where they live, where they work, what they drive, what they wear, where they go? This is AI. True or false, I don't know. But we don't have to get up ashamed. We don't have to get up feeling like a loser. We don't have to get up feeling like a victim. Amen. These words should change and bring additions to your life, improvements to your standard of living. I want people to come here broken, busted, disgusted, but not stay there. I want people to come of all color, all background, all education, all economics, but not stay there. I want people to come with stinking attitudes and mindsets and perspective, but not stay there. Because the Word of God should change the way you live. The Word of God should raise your standards, what you drive, what you wear, where you live, where you work, how you give, how you serve, how you share, how you relate. Oh, come on, let's thank God for the standard of living. They are foundational words, words to build a life on. I'm not going to build my life on experiences. I'm not going to build my life on what other people think. I'm not going to build my life on what other people say. I'm going to be a wise master builder and build my life on the Word of God. Amen? I just love this. These words, wow, they'll bring addition to your life, improvement to your life, raise your standard of living. They are foundational words to build a life on. If you work these words into your life, oh, did y'all see that? It's work. Faith is work. Christianity is work. It's hard work. Now, we're not saved by work. We're saved by grace. But you got to work it. Doesn't the Bible say work out your salvation? Doesn't the Bible say it does? Just fake it till y'all make it. Work out your salvation. Being a Christian is hard work. You say, I thought Christians were sissies. Try it for 30 days. Just try it for 30 days. Being a sold out, on fire, up front, bold Christian. Just try and see if it's for weaklings. I don't think so. These are foundational words, words to build your life on. If you work these words into your life, you're going to have to work it. Remember I said the culture drives decisions? That's good. Culture drives decisions. The decisions that I make for us when the kids were growing up, a culture at our house was you go to church on Sunday, right? And that culture drove the decision that we didn't get up on Sunday morning and pray about going. Just thought I'd throw that in there. I don't know why I threw that in there. You know, the culture growing up, my dad said, your feet under my table, you're going to be a tither. I'm in the fifth grade. He said, you're going to be a tither. As long as your feet are under my table, you're going to be a tither. That was our culture. On Sunday, I didn't pray, God, you want to be a tither? Our culture drove the decisions. Do you understand where I'm going with this? Your culture drives your performance. Your culture drives, watch this one, your sustainability. Your culture drives your sustainability. How can you be sustained for 41 years? How can you keep going when others quit and give up? How can you keep doing the hard thing? Christianity is the hard thing. How can you keep doing that? Culture, core values. They drive sustainability. They drive performance. They drive your decisions. They determine your relationships. You know, growing up here at Church on the Rock, we had a Christian school. Our kids went to it. And somebody said, man, your kids are so unruly. I said, because they hang out with your kids. And Daniel and Stephen would come home and I say, Dad, this family at church, their kids get to do this. And this family at church, their kids get to do this. And I'd always say, that's their kids. That's not the blunt way. That's not our culture. Culture drives decisions, creates boundaries, will create discipline in your life. They're foundational words, words to build your life on. If you work these words into your life, you are like a smart carpenter who built his house on a solid rock. Am I helping anybody today? I sure do love y'all. Rain's coming, poured down, the river flooded, a tornado hit. But, everybody say but. Aren't you glad for the buts in the Bible? But nothing. Layoff, rejection, persecution, racism, lack, poverty, prejudice, hurt, divorce, rape, incest, drug addiction. Nothing moved that house. Oh my goodness. Offense, hurt, disappointment, rejection. Left out, looked over, lied about, internet, Facebook. Nothing moved that house. Prolonged disappointment, rejection, letdown, hurt. Nothing moved that house. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible. It says, those that love the Lord, that love the word of God, nothing will offend them. As the team comes out, Church on the Rock is. Church on the Rock is a church that teaches you how to have a relationship with the Word of God. How to hear it, learn it, apply it, do it, and get the rewards for it. The big idea is I can't have a relationship with God without having a relationship with His Word. Oh, powerful. Isn't it, family? Next verse. But if you just use my words in the Bible studies and you don't work them into your life, oh my goodness. If you just use my words in your Bible studies and you don't work them into my life, you're like a stupid carpenter. Now, I didn't say it, the message did. You're like a stupid carpenter who built his house on a sandy beach. What's your foundation today? What moves you today? Are you unshakable? Are you unmovable? Are you unstoppable? Or have you been hurt and hindered? We've all been hurt. We've all been hurt. We've all been lied about. We've all been made fun of. We've all been put down. We've all been rejected. But nothing is going to move you or me. When a storm rolled in and the waves came up, it collapsed. What a person who's building their life on sand. A person who comes to church and they hear the teaching, but they don't apply it. See, every time I teach the word, you should be looking for principles to put into practice before you get in your car, truck, or van. That's what I do. When I go sit in a sermon or I go sit in a service, I'm looking for principles and patterns to immediately apply into my life. If I've already been doing it, I look to see, can I make it even better? Can I enhance it? Can I take it to a new level? Because the Word of God should change the standard of your living, and it should bring additions and improvements to your life. If I'm a hearer and a doer, the storms are going to roll in. The waves are going to come up. It will collapse like a house of cards. Oh, my goodness. Two builders, two foundations, two different results. This month, we're going to talk about Church on the Rock is. It's a diverse church. No church like it. It's a church that's been around for four decades and still growing. I really don't know too many churches like that in St. Louis. All the different ministries that we have for every age group. We're multicultural, we're multi-generational, but we've never left our vision. We know what our vision is, and what is our vision? Matthew 7:24-28. Build your house upon the rock by hearing and doing the word of God. What's the vision of Church of the Rock? Hasn't changed for 41 years. It is for whoever's up here teaching is to teach us how to have a relationship with God's word. How to get to work it in my life so it changes the standard of my living. And so that I can live the abundant life that Jesus Christ came to give us. If you got something, give the Lord a hand. I'm out of time. Glory to God. Come on, let's thank you for the word of God. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed and no one moving. Christians are praying. Those of you online, thank you for joining us today. We love you. Our team, we pray for you. It's not an accident. God put Church on the Rock here. God put us here 41 years ago. It's His church. Jesus is the head. We need the church. We need community. You're watching today for wherever you might be, all over the land. Thank you so much. And you'd say, Pastor, I don't have a relationship with God. I need a relationship with God. I want to give my life. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want to know that when I die, I'm going to go to heaven. And I want to know how to work the word until then to live the abundant life. Pray for me, Pastor. Or you're a believer and you want to reset, refocus. That's kind of what we're doing this month. We're refocusing what Church on the Rock is. You say, Pastor, pray for me. Punch the button on your smart device. You're simply, faith is an act. You got to do something. We're going to pray in just a moment. Here in the auditorium, out in the lobby, in the Rock Express, the family table, wherever you might be, you say, Pastor, that's me. I want a relationship. I don't want religion. I want God's forgiveness. I want to know that I'm forgiven. I want a fresh start. I want a new start. I want to know that when I die, I'm going to go to heaven for sure. But yet I want to know how to work God's word until then to live the abundant life and to raise my standard of living for me and the next generation and leave a legacy. Pastor, pray for me. Or, Pastor, I'm a believer, but I need to reset, refocus my life like you're doing with the church this month. Pray for me. I want to reset my life today, Pastor. I want to go to a higher standard of living. I don't want to live with entitlement. I don't want to be a beggar. I don't want to be a loser. I don't want to be a whiner. I don't want to be a victim. The world's trying to put me in that category. Not me, Pastor. I want God and all He has for me. On the count of three, we're not going to call you four, but I'm going to ask you to raise your hand because faith is an act. On three, if you want to just be included in this prayer and you're making a statement before all of heaven, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand. One, two, three. Shoot your hand up, would you? Just keep it up for a second. Raise it up high. Hands are going up. Put your hand up high right now. Pastor, include me in this prayer. God is speaking to my life today. In Jesus' name, you can put your hands down. Church, help me. Let's help them. Let's all pray this prayer together for everyone here, everyone online. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me. He rose again. Jesus, come into my life. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's look up and celebrate with all of heaven.
Would you like to keep growing in your faith? At Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's learning more about discovering what it means to join a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/connect, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you are part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.